USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week that the Trump administration has changed U.S. strategy toward Iran.
Trying to contain them. We developed a strategy. It's a diplomatic strategy. It's an economic strategy. You've now seen some of the military components of that strategy. We're trying to correct for what was the Obama administration's appeasement of Iran. And we have to do that. We have to continue to do that, or Americans will be less safe.
He says the strategy was reflected in last week's U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed Qasem Soleimani. Pompeo also said that in the event that Iran retaliates against America for the killing, the U.S. would then strike only lawful targets in Iran. President Trump tweeted on Saturday night that the U.S. has 52 Iranian targets in its sight and would strike if necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Pentagon is confirming a military service member and two contractors were killed in an attack at a military base in Kenya. Two Department of Defense employees were injured. The U.S. military's Africa Command says the attack was carried out by Somalia's Al-Shabaab militant group. A passenger bus, three trucks, and a car crashed on the Pennsylvania Turnpike just east of Pittsburgh. KDKA-TV reporter Chris Hoffman.
Spokesperson for the Pennsylvania Turnpike says five people were killed in that crash, 60 others injured. It happened around 3:30 this morning. They are not sure what caused it yet. They did say crews were out all night treating the roads with the wintry weather. The NTSB and the Pennsylvania State Police are both investigating it.
Many of the injured were taken to Forbes Hospital. President Mark Rubino.
The people coming in were not only physically injured, but they were traumatized from a mental standpoint as well.
The bus was heading from New Jersey to Cincinnati. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Israel's prime minister briefly raises some eyebrows with a remark he made at a meeting. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Reports are during a weekly cabinet meeting on Sunday, Benjamin Netanyahu made the comment discussing a new Israel gas pipeline project, saying the significance of this project is we are turning Israel into a nuclear power. He then quickly corrected himself and said energy power, and the report says with a smile he continued his discourse. Israel has never confirmed or denied that it has nuclear weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Chinese government is making some big changes after months of unrest in Hong Kong. USA's John Hunt reports.
China has replaced its top official in Hong Kong following months of protest in the semi-autonomous territory. Wang Zhimin, the most senior mainland political official stationed in Hong Kong, was replaced as director of the liaison office of the People's Central Government. The office has come under major criticism in both Hong Kong and China for misjudging the growing unrest. Liu Huing, who previously served as secretary for the Communist Party in northern China, will take over the role. Around 400 people were arrested during a New Year's Day demonstration that turned violent, with people throwing Molotov cocktails and vandalizing banks and shops, while police responded with pepper spray and tear gas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.